James Cullen, it's great to see Craig Breen come into the Donegal International Rally. He is a superstar. He's been on the world stage, and yet you would feel that he's not getting the recognition that he deserves from the national media.
That's probably a fair enough comment, I think. Craig has been the leading light of Irish rallying in the World Championship with the French team this last 2 years, doing our sport proud, our country proud. There's been fairly scant coverage of it. This is a global, worldwide championship. This guy's employed, an Irish guy employed by a French team, which is nearly newsworthy on its own merits. An excellent young man, elite sports person. And rallying is a fairly big sport in Ireland, particularly in Donegal, and I think probably the media coverage doesn't reflect that. You know, we don't have that many world superstars competing in various sports, and this one's very unique because around the world, and you know, and this year now he doesn't have a drive, so he's actually doing the Irish Tarmac Championship, which is great for Ireland. It's great for the Irish guys, and as I said earlier, the press conference, it shows you the level of talent, world class talent that's in this country in rallying, because this guy has come here and he has to work really, really hard to win. You know, it's like a golf in terms, like bringing Rory McIlroy or Tiger Woods or, you know, someone of that professional, world-known calibre of sports person. Just pick golf as an example, or in the footballer league, these guys would be the top five players in the Premiership, never mind playing for the top five teams. You know, and I don't think we get maybe the coverage we think we should get.
Given that there's no shortage of footage and information out there about Breen when he's competing on the world stage, that makes it perhaps all the more surprising.
Sometimes it's seen as a minority sport or not, but it's if you go and look at the numbers, it's not so much a minority sport. There's lots of connections in rally, and we find it difficult to understand at times why. You know, maybe it's not as instant as some sports, because you have a football match or a boxing match or a golf match. You know, golf is a wee bit more comparable. You know, yeah. Usually it's instant, it's over in an hour, it's automatic, you get a result, you know what it is. Some of the rallies go on for 3 days. But there was no lack of interest in Ballyliffin over 3 or 4 days, you know, and I think we're on the same level as that. That's what we feel.
Yeah. So looking to the Jewel Donegal International Rally for 2019, it's very hard to pick a winner in the national and the international because of the quality that's there.
Like, if 161 competitors and every one of them are doing their best, they're going out to entertain everyone. They put on a fantastic show. As alluded to earlier, we have now world-class driver and Craig Breen who's doing the event. He's not running away with it, so it shows you the level. You go down into the national event, there's genuinely 20 guys who could win it depending on what happens. It's like a lottery number, it's like to pick who's going to win that. Those guys are a fantastic level of sports person, of driver, as Manus Kelly and that has proved. You know, we've made the step up to international level. There's loads of those guys I would love to see moving up to the international level into R5 cars. You know, the Ireland has an abundance of talent and rallying, but there's not so many places to go. There are very few jobs. It's not at the level of professional sport where it will actually carry a talented driver. You know, and I say if we had an Irish team with the same amount of talent, we would be looking to qualify for the World Cup, and we would give it a fairly serious shake up. But rallying doesn't have competition. We could put out 10-15 drivers here that would match any national team in the world, and that's not just talk. All you do is look at the entry list, look at the results, and go through all the other national countries. But rallying's more an individual sport; it's different. So we don't have that international attitude, which maybe makes it a wee bit more difficult, maybe, for the media and that to latch onto, because there's not that national pride thing that you get with football or with golf or whatever. But as I said, to your original question, what Craig Breen has done. He's been in the top 5 or 6 times. He's got a couple of podiums in the second place in the World Championship. And he's still a relatively unknown quantity.
On a positive note, if we look at the junior section, we've a big entry there. And it shows, you know, there's a conveyor belt of people coming through.
There is. I think Eamon said there's 27 junior entries, which is fantastic, like, you know. And rallying is an expensive sport. It's a complicated sport. It's a difficult sport. It's difficult to do. The international rally is a high level of an event, and it's great to see the sacrifices that these young people make to compete in the sport. Like, you know, with all the distractions we have nowadays and social media and the things that you can do, in order to do this, you must make a huge sacrifice to do it. And I suppose it's the same as any other sport. If you're a top class athlete, or you're playing for Donegal, or you're playing for Unions or Kilcar, you must make the sacrifice to not let your teammates down and to be at that level. And it's great to see 27, actually. That's all juniors coming through out of 160, which is nice.
And finally, if I can put your head on the block, I mean, can you pick a winner? Can you shortlist it to three?
Well, as far as we know, Craig Breen's coming on a World Car. Mm. And I've said that much about him tonight, so I have to say he has to be the favourite. He's world class. The problem is that the big race then, I think, is the local guys. Donna Kelly, Declan Boyle, and probably Gary Jennings. Sam Moffat, maybe, I think, is coming on a World Car. So they're in Craig Breen's level of car. So that's where the race is going to be. The R5s will be a bit handicapped because they don't have the performance level of those cars. But they're still fighting for the Tarmac Championship. So you have Alistair Fisher, Manus Kelly, Callum Devine. There's some exceptional. So there's two battles there. There's a battle for the overall, battle for the R5, and then the fireworks that the National's going to bring. Mm.